Today's daf is Brachis Daf Nun Dalid, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis Ad Emosai Hu V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzar Aliza. So the Gemara is concluding its analysis of the many machlikuses between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. So we're at the very end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ad Mosai Mevarech. Up until when can a person still bench? So you ate a Suda, you didn't bench immediately. At what point can you no longer bench? And the Mishnah said, Ad Kidei Sheyisakel Hamazon Shebemeyav. You can bench up until the time that the food that you ate was fully digested. It says the Gemara, Kamashir equal, and how long is that? Rabbi Yochanan said, Kosmacha in a Ra'iv. As long as you're not hungry, that lach is you can bench. So once you're hungry again, at that point you can't bench. However, Kosmacha in a Ra'iv, that's considered within the Shir of equal. The halacha is you could still bench. Rish Lakish argued. He said, "Kos mancha yitzame machas achilas." As long as he's still thirsty from the food that you ate. So after a person eats, he usually gets thirsty. So as long as you're still thirsty, the halacha is you're allowed to bench. If you're no longer thirsty, at that point you can't bench anymore. Amale Rav Yemer bar Shlami the Marzutro. Vamilo Rav Yemer bar Shizbi the Marzutro. Miyamer Rish Lakish. Hachi did Rish Lakish say that a person's allowed to bench as long as he's still thirsty from the food that he ate? From Rav Ami, Amar Rish Lakish Kamashir equal, and he gave a different Shir. He said, "Kedei lahalich arba milin," the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 milin, which is usually translated as 72 minutes. The point is, it's a different shir. Here, Rish Lakish said, "If you're still thirsty," here Rish Lakish says, "No, you have up until 72 minutes." And the Gemara says, "Like kasha, kan ba'chila meruba, kan ba'chila muetas." The two statements of Rish Lakish were talking about two different meals. One was a meal that consisted of a lot of food. The other one was a meal that consisted of less food. Now, which shir is referring to achila meruba, and which shir is referring to achila muetes? It's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says one way, Tosfos says the other way. Ayin sham. The Mishnah concluded and said, "Bolahem yayin achar hamazoin v'chulu." And then the Mishnah said that is it okay to answer amen to a bracha if you didn't hear the entire bracha? So the last line of the Mishnah, "V'oinin amen achar Yisrael hamavarech," you're allowed to answer amen after Yisrael that makes a bracha. However, the ein oinin amen achar kuti hamavarech ad sheyishma kol bracha kula. So if a kuti is making a bracha, you can answer amen, but only if you heard the whole bracha. If you didn't hear the whole bracha, then you have to be suspicious that maybe you're not saying amen on something that you should really be saying amen to. If a yid makes a bracha, then it's different. Says the Gemara, the Meimer, it's clearly implied from the Mishnah, even though it's not mafurish in the Mishnah, but it's implied from the Mishnah, the Yisrael, that a yid, you're allowed to say amen, even if he didn't hear the entire bracha. But I don't understand. Aren't you saying amen to be yoytza with the bracha that you're saying amen to? And if you didn't hear the whole bracha, how could you be yoytza with the bracha? Meaning, this Mishnah isn't just a Meimer Amusker. It wasn't said in a vacuum. It's in a context. The context is at the very end of the halachos of Hilchas Suda, Brachas Hamazon, Brachas Hazimun, Ketzad Mevarchin. And it sounds like if you're sitting at a meal and someone's making a bracha and you're saying amen, it's probably because you're being yoytza with that bracha. If you're being yoytza with the bracha, you anyways have to hear the whole bracha. So freak the Gemara that I don't understand how it would be possible anyways to say amen if you didn't hear the whole bracha, meaning maybe you can say the word amen, but you're not going to accomplish anything. Says the Gemara, "Amr chia barab b'shalay achal b'imahen." That hanocha is not a real hanocha. It's talking about where you didn't eat with them. You're not trying to be yotze anything with them. It's just a question of can I say amen or can I not say amen? If a yid's the one that made the bracha, I can. If a kuti's the one that made the bracha, I cannot. Amr rav nachman, amr rav rabua b'shalay achal b'imahen. It's talking about where he didn't eat with them. Amr rav chia b'rei. Rav told the son chia b'ri, my son, chatoifu baruch. You should try to chap and make the bracha of Birchas Hamazon. Chen Amar Rav Huna L'Rabba Brei Chatoifu Baruch. You should try to be the one to make the bracha of Birchas Hamazon. Says the Gemara, maybe the Baruch Adav Miman Dani Amin. It sounds like if you have a choice, you could either be the one that makes the bracha, you could be the one that says Amin. Which one's better? Be the one that says the bracha. That's why Rav told his son Chia Chatoifu Baruch. That's why Rav Huna told his son Rabba Chatoifu Baruch. But the Gemara says, "V'tanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? Rabbi Yosi Yomer, well known Gemara, God Allah, you know, Amin Yosef and Amin." The person that says amen is actually gadol. He's greater than the one that makes the bracha. Amalei Rav Nuhuroi. Rav Nuhuroi said, "Hashemayim kenhu." I'll prove to you that it's that way. Teidash arei gul yorin yordin umiskarim b'mulchama. the Giborim Yarden Umenatzchem. Because when there's a battle, so first the pawns go out and they fight, and then afterwards the generals and all the Cheshuvim fight. Meaning, who are the ones that finish the war? Who are the closers, so to speak? It's the more chasha people. So the Mevarich is the starter. He's the one that's being poiseach in the Shvach V'Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Amen is the one that's closing it. You see from war that this is the way it is. It's probably that way when it comes to brachas as well. So Rab Nehuroi said, Hashemayim Kenu, I swear this is the way it is. And Teda, I can prove it to you as well. Says the Gemara, the truth is, Tanoi, it's a machlik, it's Tanoi. Echad Hamiv, the Tanya, Echad Hamavarich, Echad Oina. There's an idea to be the one to make the bracha rather than to be the one that says, if a child makes a bracha, they're learning how to say brachas. Should you say amen after the child's bracha? Not. He told them, you're not supposed to say amen to a child's bracha because they're simply practicing how to make brachas. They aren't real brachas. And as a result, you don't answer amen to a bracha if it's not a real bracha. This is only true if this child that made a bracha wasn't making a real bracha. So, for example, he didn't go mafter. We know a cotton's allowed to go mafter. So, if he was going mafter, so then it's a real bracha. So, at that point, you would answer, Amitan Rabbanon, Shemen Ma'akev es habracha. It's Ma'akev before benching to use oil. So, as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk, believe it or not, that teaches us this halacha, that before you bench, you're supposed to wash your hands and really clean them with oil. Oil was the primitive version of soap. And before you give Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to make sure that your hands are clean. Again, appreciated in the context of the time. Tosfos already says this. There were no forks, there were no knives. So people ate with their fingers. So your hands got dirty when you ate a meal. So it's not proper to give Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless you clean your hands. So says the Braisa, Shemen is ma'akiv the bracha. Divrei Rab Ziloi. Rab Zivoi Oimer. Ain't a ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv the bracha. Rab Acha Oimer. Rab Acha said, Shemen toiv ma'akiv. That not only is Shemen ma'akiv, but good oil is ma'akiv. Rab Zuhumai Oimer. Kishen Shem Zuhum Pasal Avoidah. Just like someone who smells bad is not allowed to do the Avoidah in the base of Mikdash. Kach Yodayim Zuhum is Psulas of Racha. So too, if a person has dirty hands, he's not allowed to make the bracha. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak heard this aforementioned, and he said like this: I never heard of Rav Ziloi. I never heard of Rav Zivoi, and I never heard of Rav Zumoi. They're all saying halachas about Shemen being ma'akev the bracha. Says I don't know who any of these amiram are. Elo Masisi and Dana, but I'll tell you what I do know. I know a braisa, and the braisa says as follows: This is a very important braisa. The pasuk says, "Viskadeshtem v'yisem kedoshim ki ani Hashem Elokeichem." What does the pasuk mean? Viskadeshtem ilu mayim rishonim. You have an obligation to wash before you eat bread. Mayim rishonim. V'yisem kedoshim ilu mayim achroinim. There's an obligation to wash mayim achroinim. Ki kadosh ze shemen. There's an obligation to use shemen. Ani Hashem Elokeichem zu bracha. This is a makar to say a bracha. No, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Shemen ma'akiv, Shemen at ma'akiv, Rab Ziloi, Rab Zivoi, Rab Zuhamoi. It's a braisa. The braisa says mafurish, you have to wash my rishonim, you have to wash my machroinim, you need shemen as well. In fact, it's learnt out from a pasuk. Now, at first glance, it would sound like all these halachas are dayraisas. My rishonim is a dayraisa, and the Tilos Sinayim was a takon of Shloima Melech. We said it's only exeter because of kayhanim, that a truma, hands are sheni latoma, kibi matama the bread, which is a shlishi latoma. My machroinim maybe is a chayva. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says my machroinim chayva, stating that ain't Tosfos. But you're going to tell me it's a dayraisa? Shemen's a dayraisa. So obviously, at first glance, it doesn't sound like this braisa is a drasha gemura. Ayin rishonim, as it relates to my machroinim, we spoke a lot about it in Masechtas Chulin in Perikol Abasar. So hopefully, we'll try to dig up some raid bites as it relates to my machroinim, so we don't have to go back into the raid now. But this gemara right here is, of course, Exhibit A as it relates to the halacha of my machroinim and the fact that Mayim Achroinim is an obligation. It's a Mefurish Ebraisa. Not only is it a Mefurish Ebraisa, it seems to have a Makar in the Pasuk. But before we say Hadron, just one Ha'ara as it relates to the little bit of the Daf that we just learned. And that is, so we mentioned a Shaila, which the Gemara said Tanoi is. Really a Machloikis Tanoi. Is it better to be the one that makes the Bracha? Or is it better to be the one that says Amen? And the Gemara says that Rav told his son Chia that Chatoifu Baruch, you should be the one that tries to say the bracha. Meaning, don't be the one that says the amen. Rather, be the one that says, then Rav Huna told the same thing to his son Rabba. But at the flip side, the Gemara said that Rav Yossi said, Rav Nurai said that it's just the opposite, that it's actually better to say amen. Rav Yossi said the same thing, and Rav Nurai said, I'll prove it to you. Why? Who are the ones that actually win the war? Who ends the war? It's the generals. It's the Mochasha people. You have the simpletons that start the war, and then you have the gedolim that end the war. So if that's the case, the mevarich is the poseach, and the oina amen is the one that's closing it. As a result, that means that he's mochashev. So there's two very, very important marshas on this sugya of gadol oina amen yoisena mevarich, and they're both not right here in Perek Haroya. One is at the very, very end of Masechtas Nazir, and the other one is in Perek Elu Namar in Masechtas Saita. The Marsha says that what's this mashal? Teda shari gul yarim yardin meskarim b'mulchama v'gibayrim yardin menatzka. This is just the Gemara just means that you find a makar that the closer is chashiv. Everyone knows the closer is chashiv. That's what we're trying to bring out. Is that the point? And just because in war this is the way it is, who said that has anything to do with a bracha? Who says that has anything to do with amen? Says the Marsha davar nifla. He says that midai raisa, a person is obligated to make a bracha after he eats. Right? This is the bracha that's the raisa. It's the achalta v'savatu v'erachta. What about brachas hanenin, svaruhu, the pnei Yeshua? For that we have raid already. But that's pasha, that brachas hamazin for sure is a din day raisa. The Zayir HaKadosh, Rashbi, Rabbi Eliezer, Gadol say that it could be the bracha rishon is also day raisa. But for sure, brachas hamazin is day raisa. He says, what's the reason for it? He said, the reason is because Chazal say that kosha Parnasa shal adam ki kriyas yamsov. That mizaynois of shal adam is so kasha that it's literally like kriyas yamsov. He said, what's the reason? He says, because when it comes to a yitz parnasa, the mekatrigan, they get involved and they try to do everything that they can possibly do to be mekatrig on a person, that he shouldn't have everything that he needs. He shouldn't have mizaynois of. How does a person cut through the mekatrigan? Says the marsha, by making a bracha. When you make a bracha, this is a marsha. He says, when you make a bracha, that somehow has an ability to cut through the mekatrigan and give the person the bracha that he needs. You know how you get your bracha? You get your bracha by making a bracha. That's what the marsha says. So he says, if that's the case, when you make a bracha, when you answer amen, you know what you're doing? You're fighting. Who are you fighting? You're fighting a war. You're fighting a war against the mekatrigan. That's the mashal. The bracha, the amen, is a mulchama. It's a mulchama keneged the mekatrigan that's trying to get in the person's way. That's the mashal. That's Rav Nurai said. You're fighting a war. Who do you want to be? You want to be the one that starts the war? Do you want to be the one that's on the front line? Or you want to be the person that comes at the end of the war, that finishes up the deal? That's mamish what you're doing over here. That was Rav Nurai who said that it's better to be the amen. That's the Marshon Chedushi Agadis. It's the second to last Marshon Masechtas Nazir. The Marshon Masechtas Saita is Yadua. The Marshon says, why is it that God Olayna Amen Yosem and Amivarech? He says, because we know that whenever you're reading a pasuk in the Torah and the pasuk says Yud Kei Vav Kei Shem Havaya, you don't read the Shem Havaya. What do? Instead of saying the Shem Havaya, you say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The Gemara says Loi Kishani Nichtav Ani Nikra. It's the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim. Ani Nichtav Yud Kei Vav Kei Vani Nikra Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So in truth, when a person makes a bracha, says the Marsha, he's not really doing it the way he was supposed to do it. Because in a perfect world, he would say, Baruch Atah Havaya, Elikeinu Melech Olam. But you're not allowed to say the Shem Havaya. So instead, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem. Says the Marsha, when you say Ame, you have Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and you have Havaya as well. He says, you know where that's Merum is? He said, the Shem Havaya is Begematria 26. The Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it's easy math, is Begematria 65. Amen is Begematria 91. 26 plus 65, says the Marsha, is 91. So he said, when you say Amen, you have in Amen Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and you have Yud Kei Vav Kei. So if you're going to make the bracha, you're going to only have Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. You're going to have 65. You're looking at the Shem Havaya, but you're not saying the Shem Havaya. As a result, you're missing. But if you're going to be the one that's going to say Amen, then you have Tzadik Aleph. Then you have the Mispar 91, which has in it both Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. God Allah, Oina, Amen. Amen. Yosef and Amavarik. He says that's pshat that Chazal say that in the Beis Hamikdash they didn't say Amen. In the Beis Hamikdash, when they heard the Shem Hashem, what did they say? They would say Baruch Shem Kvayim Achus Levavot. He says why didn't they say Amen? Because in the Beis Hamikdash they didn't have to say Amen. Because in the Beis Hamikdash you had the Shem Havaya. It was Yotze Mipi Koyin Gadol. So being that they had the Shem Havaya, it wasn't necessary to say Amen. Bigvulin, when you can't say the Shem Havaya, we need to say Amen. Why do we need Amen? To make up what we're missing with the Shem Yud Kevavke. But who's the one that's telling Tzu Havaya? It's the Oyna Amen. Just to end, Bederek Tzachas, I was thinking, so Rav tells his son, Chia, Chatoifu Baruch, you should be the one to make the bracha. Maybe, only maybe, Rav, throughout Shas, is always the Shaskan, right? Amru al Rav, Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shaloi Sach Sicha B'Teila, Kol Yom of the Rambam says. Rambam says that Rav never spoke a Sicha B'Teila. And the truth is, throughout Shas, we've spoken about this over the years, there's so many Gemaras where Rav didn't talk. In fact, even when it comes to learning, Rav said, La'olam, a person should always Yeshana Adam leTalmidei b'derech kitzara. Even in learning, you should speak b'derech kitzara, because a person isn't supposed to talk too much. Even v'dvarim ruchniyin, a person's supposed to be b'derech kitzara. So Rav told his son Chia. So he said, Reb Chia, my son, that don't think there's an inyan to be a shaskin. So if you're gonna be a shaskin, you have a choice. You could say Berchas Hamazon, four brachas, a lot of words, or you could just say Amen. It's much simpler. He said, no, Chatoifu Baruch, that even though I hold that La'olam Yishanu Adam L'Tamida B'derech Kitzara, Shasi Grav, and all these different Marim Mekoymas that we have, La'odah Rav, La'beferish Itmar, El Mechlali Itmar, Rav said, Sichas Chul Neshel Amid Chachamim Mitzrich and Talmud, Rav said that L'asad Lavi, they're going to tell a person, even the little chatter that him and his wife had, that he's going to have to give Din B'chashm for all the different Marim Mekoymas that we've had over the years for Rav Shtika. But when it comes to making Gavracha, you should be the one to make the bracha. Chatoifu Baruch. Not sure why I closed the Gemara. And on that note, we begin the ninth and final perek, another classic perek in Shas. Perek Haraya. Unbelievable. Hard to believe we're here already. Zok the Mishnah. Haraya makoim shenasu b'nisim liyisrael. If somebody goes to a place, he sees with his eyes a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed miracles to Klal Yisrael. Oymer, he makes a bracha. Baruch she'asa nisim labiseinu b'mokim hazeh. Mokim shenekri menu akim. If he sees a place where there was once avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael, and now it's not there anymore, Oymer, he makes a bracha. Baruch she'akar akum me'aretzeinu. Ala zikin, if somebody sees zikin, or here is Zikin, we'll see what that is. Va'ala zuois, our earthquakes. Ala re'emim, lightning. Va'ala, or thunder. Va'ala ruchois, crazy winds. Vala brokim oimer baruch shekoychay ugvurase mali oilam. Vala harim vala gvoiz. If somebody sees harim gvoiz, vala yam vala naharis. Vala mitbaris oimer baruch oisem maisa bereishis. Rabbi Huda says harayas a yamagadol. If someone sees a yamagadol, we'll see what that is later in the parak. Oimer he says baruch sheasas a yamagadol. Now said Rabbi Huda, this is only true bezman shirei eul leprokim. It's only if he sees it once in a while. But if you see it every day, then, of course, you're not going to make the bracha. And the truth is, that statement of Bezman Shereu Leprokim isn't only going back on someone that sees the Yama Gadol. It's really going back on everything that we mentioned in the Mishnah, or almost everything. We'll see a lot more about this in the Gemara. In fact, this Mishnah is loaded. And really, every line here in the Mishnah is worthy of a pause. But the Gemara is going to go through everything, so we'll just go through the Mishnah. Al Besura is Toifa. If someone hears a Besura Toifa, what does he say? Oimer, Baruch HaToifa HaMeitim. Al Besura Yisroi is Oimer, Baruch Dayanem. It's Bona Bayis Chod. If somebody builds a new house, what kind of kelim chadash, who buys new clothing or new kelim, Omer, Baruch Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. Mevorich ala ro me'in ala toivo, v'ala toivo me'in ala ro. So if something bad happens to a person, but it could be this bad one day, will result in really being good. He's still mevorich ala ro. He still makes the brach of Dayanu Emes. V'ala toivo me'in ala ro. If something good happens, which the person's concern maybe will result in something bad, you should still make atoiva meitev. Atzoyik l'sha'ofar. If someone yells about something that happened already, he davens for something that's already happened. I raised a tefillah shav. It's improper to say such a tefillah. Man's wife was pregnant. For him, he said, "You rosh shtei lishis acher." Wants to have a boy. He davens it should be a boy. I raised a tefillah shav because either it's a boy or it's not a boy. There's no point in davening for it. Person was traveling. V'shama kol tzvacha beir, and he heard noises coming from the city. Oimer, he says, "You rosh shlei tevis loich beisi," and he davens. He says, "Halavai that I hope this is not coming from my house." I raise it full ashaf, because either it is or it isn't. If somebody enters the city, he should say two tefillas. Achas bichnisase, once when he enters the city. Achas bichnisase, and then he should say another tefillah when he leaves the city. Ben Azay said, arba. He should say four tefillas. Shtayim bichnisase, two when he enters the city. Veshtayim bichnisase, and another two when he leaves the city. What's the two? Noisen haida al sha'av arvitzayik al asim. Don't just walk into a city and daven that everything should be good now in the city, you should also have in mind to give Aydah to Hashem for the fact that He got you to this point where you were able to enter the city. Chayev Adam Levarich Al Hara Kishem Shemavarich Al Atoiv. How do you know that? It's coming to teach me that a person is supposed to love Hashem both with his Yetzah Toiv and his Yetzah Hara. Ubechal Nafshecha, what does that mean? Afilu Noitelas Nafshecha. This is going to be the segue to the great story, the famous story, the infamous story of Rabbi Akiva, who was tortured to death by the Romans. Kol Yomai Hoyisi Mitzar. He always waited until he'd be Mekayim this Pasuk. This is where it's going to come from. It's a Gemara at the very end of the Masechta. Ubechal Moidecha, Bechal Mamoincha. A person should love Hashem with all his money. Davarach, Bechal Moidecha. And this is the punchline. Bechal Mido Mido, Shu Moido, the Chavi Moidelai. That no matter what Hashem sends in a person's direction, he's always supposed to give Shvach Voidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another Allah. Yikil Adam Roish Kineg Shar HaMizrach. If a person's on the Har HaBayis, if he's facing the Shar HaMizrach, he shouldn't act in a lighthearted way. Why? Shu Mechuvin Kineg Beis Kodesh HaKadosh. Because he's facing the Kodesh HaKadosh. Like Kodesh La Har HaBayis with my colleague. A person shouldn't be on the Har HaBayis with his stick, or with his shoes, ube pundaso, ubavik shal raglav. He shouldn't be there with his wallet, or make sure that there's no dirt on his feet. Meaning, you have to make sure that you're there in a coveting way. You're not allowed to make the harabayas as a shortcut. You're certainly not allowed to spit on the harabayas. When they used to make brachas on the base of mikdash, they would say ad ha'olam. So they wouldn't say baruch ato Hashem Choynein Hadas, says Rashi. That's Rashi's example. Rather, they would say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam, Baruch Choynein Hadas. And that's what they used to always say. But what happened was, Mishakilklu HaTzedukim, when the Tzedukim surfaced, and they started giving problems to the Yidin, Va'amru, and they would say, you only mentioned Olam, oh, Ein Olam El Echad. You see, there's only one world. Hiskin Hashiyu Oimre, Min Ha'olam, Ve'ad Ha'olam. Hiskin, and there was another Tekan, Hashiyu Adam, Shoyle, Shleim, Chaver, B'Shehim. That a person, if he meets his friend, he says, say Shalom Aleichem with the name of Hashem. Shalom, how do you know that? V'nei, Boyez, Bomi, Beis Lechem. V'yoyme, L'Koytrim, Hashem, Imachem. So Boyez greets the Koytrim, and he uses Hashem's name. V'yoyme, Loi, what did they answer back? Yivarechecho Hashem. Va'omer another pasuk. Hashem imoch gibor achayel. Va'omer al tovis kizikne imech. What's that pasuk coming to say? That pasuk is coming to say that you would think maybe Boyaz did it, but who says we all have to do it? No. Al tovus ki zokna imecha was supposed to follow the gedolim, and if that's what the gedolim did, that's what we should do as well. Va'omer. All this will be more clear in the Gemara. Islasis Hashem eferu toyer secha. What does that mean? Rav Nosson Omer eferu toyer secha. Mishum islasis Hashem. There are times where you're allowed to be mefer a halach in the Torah, because that's just the right thing to do. Was it to do with what we just said? Because you're being mefer a halach in the Torah by using Hashem's name in vain. Meaning, you would have thought you're just going to go over to a person, greet a person using Hashem's name. Bechitesi, you have a right to do that. Eis lasi slashem. Hey, feru Torah secha. So the first halach of the Mishnah was, harayim mokem shenasu boi nisim li Yisrael. Somebody sees a place where miracles were performed for the Yidden. The Gemara is going to give examples. He makes a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch she'oso nisim labiseinu ba'mokem hazeh. Says the Gemara, minohani midi. What's the makar to this? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, amakra. It's learned out from the following pasuk. Vayoymer Yisroi. Yisroi heard what happened to the Yidden, and he said, Baruch Hashem asher hitzol eschem. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem Yad Mitzrayim, Umiyad Paroi, Asher Hitzel Asa'am, Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim." And we learn it from Yisrael. You see, Yisrael made a bracha. He said, "Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem Yad Mitzrayim." And this is the makar that a royal makom shenasu by Nisim liYisrael. Omer, he's supposed to make a bracha. Says the Gemara, "Nisa de Rabim Mivarchinon, and Nisa de Yachid Leimivarchinon." It sounds a little bit that he's only supposed to make a bracha if Hashem performed the miracle to all the Yidden. But if he performed it for the Yachid, you're not supposed to. A royal makom shenasu by nisim liYisrael. Is that true? Bahu gavet avikol also by Avri Yamino. There was a person who was traveling through Avri Yamino. That's a place. Nafal ale Arye, and then a lion fell on him. It's avidlo nisim. It's not something. He had a miracle, and he somehow got saved. Also, like coming to Rava, he went to Rava, and he asked Rava. He said, "What should I do? I had this unbelievable miracle. I have to give Aydah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu." This was after the Churban. He couldn't bring a carbon taida. Like, what's he supposed to do? Vamale, and he told him, "Call Emes Namatas Lahasim. Every time you come to that place, every time you're in Avri Yamina, you should say a bracha. Baruch, baruch she'asa li nes ba'makom hazeh." So you see, this was a yachid. And still he made the brach. And the Gemara brings another story. Mar b'rei de Ravina, Mar the son of Ravina, have a gazel b'fakso da aravois utzach lemaya. He was once going through the valley of aravois, and he was very, very thirsty. Ishavet leinisa, he had a miracle. Ivrele ena de maya. All of a sudden, a well appeared from nowhere. He drank, and he was okay. It says more of a suzim no chadu. Was another time. Have a gazel b'risko de mechayza. Where Mar the son of Ravina was traveling through the marketplace in Mechayza. Rava was the Rava Mechayz. And all of a sudden, some wild camel came and attacked him. All of a sudden, the wall of a house next to him broke. He was able to go hide inside the house. And a miracle happened. Now, Ma'abrevin had these two miracles. One miracle took place in Aravois. The other miracle took place in Mechuza. Says the Gemara, every single time Ma'abrevin Ravina would go to Aravois, Baruch, he would make a bracha. He would say, Baruch she'asali nes ba'aravois. He would mention Aravos first, and then he would mention a miracle that also happened in Mechuza. Whenever you'd come to the marketplace in Mechuza, Baruch, he would say the same thing. Baruch Shasalines Begamal. And then afterwards, Baravis. Now, why here did he mention the place, and there he mentioned the camel? But the point is that he made a bracha. We just want one thing. He made a bracha on the miracle that happened there. Not only that, like Gilgul Shvuah. Once he was making the bracha on the nest that happened to him, in Aravos, he already mentioned the Gomel and vice versa. But you see, he made the bracha, Amri, so what's the teretz? Anisa, the rabbin, kuli alma mechayv levruchi. When the Mishnah says, Haroya makam shenasu b'nisam liyisrael, Omer, it means every single yid has an obligation to make this bracha if he passes a place that miracles happen to Klal Yisrael. Anisa the Yachid. But let's say you pass a place that you know a Yid that had a miracle take place to him in that place. Iyu Chayv Lebruchi. That person himself would have to make the bracha. However, other people are not going to have the obligation to make the bracha. So when the Mishnah says, Aroya Makam Shanasu B'Nisam Yisrael, you're supposed to make the bracha. That's the pshat. Everybody makes the bracha. What about a Yachid that had a miracle? Yeah. Then if he passes a place where a miracle took place, he would make his own bracha. But he's not. He's the only one that's going to make it, because for him it was a personal miracle. Other people are not going to make the bracha if they pass a place where a miracle took place on behalf of a yachid, the ksav soifer. So we just mentioned one aras in the spirit of interrupting the daf today. So vayomer Yisroi, Baruch Hashem, asher hitzel eschem yad Mitzrayim. And we learn from here this halacha that haroya makam shenasu b'nisam liyisrael oimer baruch she'asa nisam labiseinu b'makam hazeh. So the ksav soifer brings the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin and Perek Chelik. The Gemara says that when Yisroi said Baruch Hashem, Asher hitzel eschem yad Mitzrayim, he made the Yidden look bad. He made the Jews look bad. Chazal say, Gnai hoyo li Yisrael. Sheloi amru baruch, ad sheboi Yisroi va'omar baruch. Yisroi came and he said baruch, and it made everybody else look bad, because why do we have to wait until Yisroi came to say baruch? The fact that Yisroi was able to teach us how to set up a judicial system, chachma bagayim tamen. But we needed Yisroi to teach us the words baruch Hashem. The Yidden never said Baruch Hashem until Yisrael came and said Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara, Gnai hoy v'Yisrael shalei amru Baruch, ad sheba Yisrael v'amru Baruch. And the Ksav Sofer says that Kamuvin, this Chazal is very, very shver. V'tamua, says why? Maybe the Yidden never said the words Baruch Hashem, but the Yidden sang Shira. Rashi says, the first Rashi in Parshas Vayisroi, Vayishma Yisroi, Mashmu Shama Uva, Kriyas Yamsuf, Umuchem Samai. He came after Kriyas Yamsuf. He came after Oz Yashem Moshe. He came after Rosh Shivcha Bayom, Mashaloi Roy, Yecheskel Ben Buzi Ma'olam. What was this Chiddush that Yisroi was Mechadej, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem, so much so that it made us look bad? And the Ksav Sofer says, two pshat and both are worth seeing inside. Just mention the second pshat. He says, Va'oid Yesh Loimar. The Yidden said Shira. Says the Ksav Sofer. They said Shira at the Yamsov, but what they say Shira for? For a personal miracle. They said Shira for the fact that Hashem bestowed unbelievable kindness to them. So you have a personal miracle. A Yachid is also supposed to make a bracha. That was Pasha. You know what the Chiddush of Yisrael was? The Chiddush of Yisrael was Vayomer Yisrael, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim. Yisrael wasn't involved. He had no vested interest, really. So what does it do with Yisrael? Yisrael is going ahead and he's emphasizing Asher Hitzel Eschem. That's where the emphasis is. That was Yisrael's Chiddush. The fact that Yisrael said Baruch Hashem even for something that happened to somebody else, says the Ksav Sofer, it's very easy for a person to say Baruch Hashem when something good happens to him. It's very good for a person to sing Shira if he has a personal Yeshua. But if someone else has a Yeshua, to be able to be mishtatif in his tsar and to be mishtatif in his simcha, to such a degree that you're going to give Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem Yad Mitzrayim. That's what the Gemara means in Perek Chel. There was no one that ever did that. There was no one that ever did that until Yisrael came along. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. So we're talking about the first halacha in Perek Haraya. Haraya, Makom Shanasu by Nisim Li Yisrael. Oimer, Baruch Sha'at Nasu by Nisim Li Yisrael. Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Lavi Yisrael by Makom Asa. So the Gemara is going to give a few examples of miracles, some of the greatest miracles of all time that happened to the Yidden that would warrant this bracha of Sha'asa Nisim Lavi Yisrael by Makom Asa. Tanu Rabbanan. Haraya, Mabri Sayam. If somebody sees the part of the Yam Suf, the Dead Sea, the Red Sea, I should say, where the Yidden crossed the Yam Suf, or Mabris HaYarden, or he comes to the Jordan River, the Yarden, where Yeshua ben Nun and the Yidden crossed when they entered Eretz Yisrael, or Mabris Nachle Arnon, or he passes the Necholim of Arnon. We'll see what that is in a second. Avnei El Govish b'moirid Beis Chayron, or if somebody sees the stones of El Govish, which is in Beis Chayron. We'll see what that is in a minute. The Evan Shabikish Lizard, Yogi Melchabash on Yisrael. If somebody sees the Evan, the stone that Yogi Melchabash wanted to throw on the Yidden when he was going after the Yidden. The Evan Shayashav Alam Moshe Bashash Asi Yeshua Melchabim Amalek. Or if somebody sees the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on when the Yidden were fighting against Amalek. The Chaymas, the Ishtai Shalait. If somebody sees life's wife turned into a Netziv Melech. So if somebody would see Ishtai Shalait, the Chaymas Yericha Shenivlabim Kaimai. Or if somebody would see the walls of Yericha that was swallowed up by the ground in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Al kula and tzarech shita neidah v'shevach lifnei amok. It says, Bishlam imabris hayam. Bishlam, I understand why you have to get shvach v'idah. If a person sees the place where the Yidin crossed the Yam, d'chziv, ayavoy b'nei Yisrael b'teich hayam b'ayabosh. I mean, that's an unbelievable miracle. That was the miracle of Kriyas Yamsov. Mabris hayam, it was also an amazing miracle. D'chziv, ayamdu akayanim neis yorim bis Hashem b'charova, b'teich hayardein, hochim v'chol Yisrael leibim b'charova, at asher tamu kol hagoy, lavres hayardein. This is a pasuk in Yeshua. Again, what does the pasuk say? Vayamdu hakoyanim noisei orim bris Hashem becharova. They were literally on dry land, but where were they? They were betoich hayarden. They were middle of the yarden. V'chol Yisrael oivim becharova. Unbelievable. So you see again, there was another Kriyas Yamsov. But says the Gemara, Elam Mabris Nachle Arna. Meanwhile, what's this all about? What's this Mabris Nachle Arna? Says the Gemara, the Chsiv, it's the following pasuk. Pasuk in Parshas Chukas. Al Ken Yeyomer B'Sefer Mechomeis Hashem Ezvohev B'Sufa. So it's a rather cryptic pasuk. Tana, says the Gemara, what does this all mean? Ezvohev B'Sufa Shnei Mitzrayim Hayu. There were two Mitzrayim. One's name was S, and the other one's name was Hev. S Vahev. S was one person, Hev was the other person together. They were Besufa. Wasn't they were Besufa? They were at the fringe. They were at the Soif of the Machana, because they were a Mitzoyra. And a Mitzoyra has to be bothered Yeshev. Shnei Mitzoyraim Hoyu, they have a Mahalchim, Besoif Machana Yisrael. Ki have a Kochalfi Yisrael, when the Yidden were going through Nachal Arnoin, Asu Amiram. So the Amiram came, of the Luhuniki Russo. What they did was they made holes, caves inside the mountains. The Toshwam, they were hiding there. I mean, they said, Kichov Yisrael Hachem, and Yidden are going to pass through. Nikdolinon, we're going to ambush them, and we're going to kill them. They have a Yadi, but they didn't know. The Aron have a mask behind Yisrael. That the Aron would go, travel in front of the Yidden, and it would level. It would literally squash all the mountains. It's like this. Something like this can never happen. Even the Aron, when the Aron came to Nachal Aron, these two mountains somehow attached to each other, it killed all the Amayram. And their blood started flowing into Nachal Arnak. Yosu es vohev. When es and hev came, chazu dama the konafik yubeni turi. They saw the blood. Asu va'amru v'di Yisrael. So they went and they ran. They told the Yidden. Va'amru shira. The Yidden sang shira. Va'ainu dechseve eshet hanecholim asher notel l'sheves or v'nishan l'gvumayv. Ain Rashi exactly what the drasha is, but the eshet hanecholim means there was something pouring out of the necholim. You know, it was pouring. It was the blood. It was the blood of the Amayram. Regardless, this is the rest of the story. As it relates to S and Hav. Now it sounds like these two Mitzayram were together, right? So we know that a Mitzayra had to be bothered Yeshiv. Let's say there were two Mitzayram. Could they be together? Could they be chavrusas when they're in, or they had to be in solitary confinement? You would think they couldn't be together. It sounds like these two Mitzayram are interacting together. Interesting. Avnei El Govish, another one of the miracles that the Brisa mentions where you would make the bracha of a royal makim shenasu and nisim liyisrael, is if somebody sees the Avnei El Govish. What were these things? Tana, avonim she'amdu al gavish. So it's avonim she'amdu al gavish. That's what the word El Govish means. Not just that, but yardu al gavish. Amdu agavish, Zemoish. Who's that ish referring to Moish? Had you Moish was called an ish? Dichsiv, wo ish moisha onav moi, fixiv. And the pasuk says, vayachtu akoilas va'abord, umatulein ditachorza. The context is makas bored. Moshe Benu davens for makas bored, and all the hail, what happens to the bored? It stops mid-ear. That's when Moshe Benu had to daven outside, that's why he had to leave the city. That was the Netziv's tshuva and Meisha Davar regarding Mizrach, Odarim, right? If you remember from Perek Fil Sashacha. But the point is that Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the hail in mid-ear. Apparently that hail remained mid-ear. And it remained there until years later when Yeshua Benun performed another miracle. Yardu Agavish, who's that? Zeh Yeshua. Dichsev, he's also called an Ish. Kach Lachos Yeshua Benun Ish. Asher ruach boy, fixiv in the pasuk says by hibenusam bepnei Yisrael heim b'mayir beischoyron. So this during one of the wars, they're running away the enemy from the Yidden. Where are they? In beischoyron. That's what we're talking about. Vashem hishlich aleihem avonim gedolos. Where did those avonim gedolos come from? It was the same avonim. That's the rest of the story. It went up by Moshe, who was an ish. Either way, that's the Avnei Ogavish. What about the stone that Oyg Melech HaBashan wanted to throw on the Yidden? Gemara Gemiri Lotz. The Gemara says, what we're about to say, we know by Mesoira. Omar, Machti Yisrael Kamah. Oyg Melech HaBashan made a cheshbon. He said, how big is Machti Yisrael? Tlasa Parsi? It's three parsois. Ezel v'iak v'tur bar Tlasa Parsi. Let me go. I'm going to uproot a mountain that is three parsois. V'ishti Allah. Back to Lidu. I'll throw it on the Yidden. I'll kill them. In one swoop, I can kill them. Ozel okatur bar Tlasa Parsi. He went ahead and he did it. He was very strong. He put it on his head. And Kodesh Baruch Hu decided that he's going to put Oig Melech HaBashan in his place. And not only is Oig Melech HaBashan going to be defeated, but what happened? Hashem took Kamtzi. Kamtzi are ants. And the ants came and they literally started making holes in the mountain, unakfua, v'nachis betzavari, it got stuck on his neck. Habibay l'mishlofei, okay, so he tried removing it from his neck. Mashche shine lahay gizu lahay gizu. Another miracle happened. Oyg Melech HaBashan's teeth started to stretch, v'loy matzi l'mishlofei, and it got stuck because of his teeth. Says the Gemara, v'hanu dechsiv, this pshat in the pasuk, shine risham shibarto, ukri d'rabshim me'lokish, d'am rishim me'lokish, my dechsiv shine risham shibarto. So pashat, it sounds like that Hashem says, I'm destroying the teeth of the I'm destroying their shibarto. I'm breaking their teeth. Al tikri shibarto elashir vavta, that their teeth stretched out. Who's the Rasha? It's referring to Oig Melech HaBashan. Says the Gemara, what's the end of the story? Moshe Kamah, how tall was Moshe? Eser Amos. He was 10 Amos tall. Shokol Nagobar Eser Amos. He took an axe that was 10 Amos long. Shavar Eser Amos. He jumped 10 Amos. He himself was 10 Amos tall. So his temple's 10 is 30. Umachi bekasuli vekate. He hit Oig Melech HaBashan on his ankle, just to give you an idea of how tall he was, and that's how he killed him. Masachtes Nida. So we did a raid bite on Oig Melech HaBashan and his height. The Ramban al Torah, there's actually a pasuk in the Torah that describes the crib of Oig Melech HaBashan. The pasuk in the Torah that describes the crib, the Inkam Mekoymeh, the Even Sheyashav Olei Moshe. Another one of the miracles that's mentioned is the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat at when they were fighting against Amalek. The pasuk says, "Videi Moshe Chvedim Vayikhu Even Vayasimu Tachta Vayishav Olei." At some point, Moshe Rabbeinu's height, it was very hard for him to keep his hands up, so he sat down. Yeshua and Chur, they held his hands up, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to sit. He sit on the net. If somebody sees that Even, he makes a Vishne Shaloid Shenema Vatabit Ishne Meachrov Vatihin Etziv Melech Loit's wife turned into a netziv, a pillar of salt. So the Gemara says like this. Everything we mentioned, this brayso was a miracle. There's one that doesn't seem to be a miracle. Seems to be a punishment. It doesn't seem to be a miracle. Says the Gemara, you're right. When it says you make a bracha if you see the Netziv Melech, it doesn't mean you make Sha'asolin. No, what you make is Baruch Tayin Emes. But the Gemara doesn't sound that way. Vaidah v'shevach kitani. It sounds like you have to give Shvach Vaidah. So Gemara says you're right. Tini, aloit v'alishte mevarchin shnayim. Al ishto yoyme baruch tayin emes. Aloit yoyme baruch zoicheres hatzadikim. Why Baruch Zoicher Satzadikim? Because why did Hashem save Loit? Not because Loit had Schosim. It was all because of Avram. The Gemara is going to bring the pasuk now. Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu b'shatz kasu shalom kodesh Baruch Hu Zoicher Satzadikim. Shenema vayihi b'shaches Elokim es ori akikor. Vayizkor elikim es Avraham. Vayishalach es Loit mitoicha afecho. So kodesh Baruch Hu is destroying the kikor. As in Sedoim. Vayizkor elikim es Avraham. And in that schos vayishalach es Loit mitoicha afecho. V'chomis yuricha shenivlo. V'chomis yuricha shenivlo. V'chomis yuricha shenivlo. Chaimis Yerichel got swallowed up in the ground. Hanafla. Shenema vayikashma yom es koila shayfar. Vayoriwa am teruah gedoyla. Vatipoil hachayim. Atachteh. It doesn't say that it got swallowed up in the ground. So the Gemara says, you're right. It says that it fell, but it has to mean that it got swallowed. Why? Because kiven the pussy of Rumi Kiadadi Ninu, its height and its width were exactly the same. So what do you mean it fell? If it would have fallen, it would be the same exact structure. The only thing it could mean is that it got swallowed. So the next Gemara is one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Arba tzrichim lahoydes. There are four people that have to give shvach vaydot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yordei Ayam, Holchei Midbarois,
so if someone's Yordei Ayam, he goes out, see, he comes back safely, he has to give Aidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The Holchei Midbarois, these are people that had to go through the Midbar, they had to travel through a desert, they made it back alive, they have to give Aidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All these people have to give Aidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now once upon a time, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, what did it mean to give Aidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You had to bring a car. In fact, Rashi in Parashas Tzav on the pasuk that mentions the carbon toida says Rashi could go in the arba tzricha lahoides. Rashi quotes this gemara. Now this gemara is talking halacha lemaisa, which obviously doesn't involve bringing a carbon toida, but says the gemara Amrav Yudam Arav arba tzricha lahoides. Says the gemara, how do you know all this? Yordi ayaminol and dechsev, because the pasuk says, and these are all psukim. If you say hoidi before Kabbalah Shabbos, or before Mincha Erev Shabbos, so you're familiar with this pasuk. It says, Yordei Ayom Ba'aniyos. Hey, Moro, Masi Hashem. So these are the people that were at sea. They saw the Masi Hashem. And the pasuk says, Vayamid Ruach Sa'ara, there was a storm. Vayalu Shamayim, Yerdu Tahayim, is it all of a sudden, everything starts going up topsy-turvy. Vayim, Yachoygu Vionu Kashikr. They were literally, they were all over the place. Vayim, Vayitzakul Hashem Batsar Lehem, Umim Mitzukoy Seim, Yoytzim. These people that were at sea, they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem saved them. Suddenly the storm was the mama. It became calm. Here's the punchline. So what they do? So these chevra were at sea and they had this miracle. So you see, someone that's a yardei ayam, he's sarach lahoides. How come the bar you know have to give a to God's baruch dechsev? Toba midbar bishimon darich ir moishal lematzal. They were toba midbar. They were in the midbar bishimon darich ir moishal. They couldn't find. They were trying to find a place that they can go to. Vayitzaku al Hashem, vayadrichem b'derech yishara. Finally, they found the derech yishara. Yoidul Hashem chasam. Ichchol ben esrapa. Someone that was sick and he had a refuah. Dichsiv avila miderech pisham. Umeavoy neisem yisanu. Kol oichel tisav nafsham. They can't even eat. Vayizaku al Hashem batzar lehem. Yishlach devarei v'yirpoim. Hashem gives them a refuah. They're sitting So what's a person, what brach is a person supposed to make if any one of these things happened to him? Amar Rav Yehuda, he should say, Baruch Goymel Chasadim Toiv. Abayu Amar, V'tzorich Lo Yidu Yikami Asar, you have to do it in front of a minion. Dechsiv V'yiroi Memu Bikal Ha'om. Marzutra said that you have to do it with a minion and you have to make sure Trei Minayu Rabbanon. The two of them are rabbis. Shenemar, because the end of that pasuk says, Uvemoshev Zekenim, yeah, hallelujah. So on the one hand, you have to make sure there's an am. What's an am? A minion. Uva Moshev Skenim, yeah, hallelujah. But you also have to make sure this Skenim is Zalkin, is Eshekon HaChachmo. So you have to make sure that there's Rabbanim as well. Maskel of Rav Ashi, the Emekulu Rabbanim. Maybe they all have to be Rabbanim. Miksiv, Bekal, Zekenim, Bekal, Amksiv. Vemi Be'asoro, Shar Amo, Utre Rabbanim. Maybe you have to have 12 people. Maybe you have to have number one, Viraimimu, Bekalom. And on top of that, if a Moshe of Skenim, Yahalu, Mara says, I hear, Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda Cholash, Rabbi Yehuda was sick. The Ispach, and then he had a refuah. So he was a Cholash and this Rapa. Oh, the Gabi Rabbanim, Bagdasov, Rabbanim. Rabbanim, Bagdasov, and the Rabbanim, they all came to visit Rabbi Yehuda, and they saw he was healthy. So they said Baruch Roy Fechaylim, right? But they said it with a different nusach. Amri Leih, they said Brich Rachmana Diyahavich Nalon, Baruch Hashem that He gave you to us. And He didn't give you to the offer. So He said, the arid that we got you, not the offer. So He said, oh, I don't have to give Aida anymore. You just, you pattered me. I don't have, number one, how could Rabbi Yehuda be Yoitza, Birchas Agoimo, with what these two Rabbanim told him, what happened to the minions? He had the two Rabbanim there. But what happened to the minion? Mar says, maybe there was a minion. But you like come out, I hear. But how could someone make a bracha for somebody else? Like Tzarech says the Gemara, the Ani Basrayu Amen. It was talking about where Rabbi Yehuda said Amen. Rabbi Yehuda felt that being that he said Amen, he could be Yoitza with the bracha that these Rabbanim made. Exhale. So a few ha'aris as it relates to the primary theme of the first daf of Perek Haroya. And that is the first
line of the Mishnah was, Haraya Makim Shenasu by Nisim Li Yisrael, Oimer Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Lavisenu, B'Makim Hazeh. The Gemara said that even though the Mishnah describes the bracha in the context of someone that sees a place, Shenasu by Nisim Li Yisrael, meaning miracles that took place to all of Klal Yisrael, but really this halacha is true for every yachid. If a yachid has a personal miracle that happens to him, he's also supposed to make a bracha. He makes the same bracha. Instead of saying a Balashin Rabbim, he makes the bracha Balashin Yachid. The difference is that if a miracle would happen to a rabbim of Klal Yisrael, every yid would be obligated to make the bracha. If a miracle happens to a yachid, only the yachid makes the bracha. Then we saw the very last Gemara where Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Arba tzrichim lahoidois, yardei ayam, holchei midbarois, misha hayachaylov in esrapa, misha hayachavosh, mibeis ha'asurim. And there's a shulchan aruch of exactly how you make that bracha. That's a bit of minyan, ideally with two rabbanim. Regardless, two brachas. One is the bracha she'asali nes b'amakim hazeh, and the other bracha is agoyim l'chayavim toivish agmalani chaltay. And these brachas are really very, very similar brachas. They're both brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but I think first things first, it's important to distinguish and just understand the facts a little bit better. So number one, as it relates to the bracha of agoyimel, so this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Simen Reishu Tes, Sivkot Nalef, Arbat Tzrichim Lohoidis, Yerdei Ayom, Kishalom Yimenu V'holchem Midbaris, Kishyagi Liyishuv, U'misha Yechalu V'nisrapa, U'misha Yechavish V'beis HaAsurim, V'yotza V'simonech, and the Mechaber says, if you want a good Simen, how to remember this? The Choyl HaChayim Yordu Chasela. Chayim is a Rosh HaTevis. The Shulchan Aruch says this. Chavush, Yisurim, that's a choyla, Yam and Midbar. The choyla chayim yaducha sala. This is a remez to the arba that atrichim lahoydes. Umam mevarich, what's the nusach of the bracha? So the Gemara gave a nusach, which is not the nusach we have, but the Shulchan Aruch gives our nusach. Baruch atah Hashem alikinim alcha'ilam. Hagoyim alchayavim toivish agimlani kol toiv. The Hashoyim, and the people that answer, oimre mishe gmolcha kol tov, hu yigmolcha kol tov sala. Then the Mechaber says, sarich levarich bracha zubef neasara. Supposed to do it in front of a minion. Vitremin ay rabbara. Dichsiv remu vikal. Let's say, you know, not every minion has two rabbanim. So then, lo yaniach milavarech. Don't, that's not ma'akev. V'nagu levarech achat kriyas ha'toyra. The minig is to say it after kriyas ha'toyra. L'fisha yesha ma'asara. Then birech bepachas ma'asara. Yesha yim shayotza. Yesha yim shalayotza. So if you're going to do it without a minion, you should do it without shema ma'ach. There's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch that goes through all the halachas of Goyma. I want to skip to the last sifkotten, the last halacha. Says the Mechaber, Hani Arba Lav Dafka. These four is Lav Dafka. The Hu Adin Lamisha Naso Loines. Any person that had any miracle that happened to him, Kegoyin, Shenaf Alol of Koisol, Oy Nitzel Medrisa Shor Venegi Choisov, Oy Shaam Adalo Beir Arye Latarfoy, Oyem Ganovim Boloy, Oy Shoyde De Lila, Venitzel Mayhem. Any personal miracle, any personal salvation that a person has in his life, they should all come to shul and they should say agoyim lechayov and toiv shegemalani kol toiv. Says the mechaber, the yeshayim, not everybody agrees. There's some that say she'im avarchan agoyim elahani arba dafka. So what does a person do if he had a miracle and he wants to say agoyim v'toiv levarich? Says the mechaber, b'loy askar hashem malchus. That it's toiv levarich b'loy askar hashem malchus. The Meister Mishabura says v'achreinim kosuv daminik esvaru rishayna v'chem estaber, that you should bench agoyim. But regardless, the mechaber brings 2 days. Whether the four are dafka, the chol hachayim yaducha sela. We even have a remez in the word chayim dafka to those four, or maybe those four are not dafka. So again, one thing is clear: according to the first day in the Shulchan Aruch, which the Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'achreidim kasvu daminik isvar yishayna," if a person has a personal miracle happen to him, he benches hagoyim. Right? He goes to shul, he benches hagoyim. The Mechaber in Simen Reish Yud Ches, so this was Reish Yud Ches. In Reish Yud Ches, the Mechaber discusses the halachas of someone that has a miracle take place to him. Haroyim makim shenasa nesli yachid, einu mevarech. Somebody sees a place where he knows a miracle took place for yachid. How much a miracle? He doesn't make any bracha. Aval hu atzmei mevarech she'asa li nes b'makom hazeh. He himself does have to make a bracha she'asa li nes if he ever passes that place. The chol yoytze yirech, not only does he make the bracha, his children, his family makes the bracha as well. Every single time they go to that place, they make the bracha. Then the Shulchan Aruch says maybe only once in 30 days. But the point is that there's a bracha a person makes if he had a personal miracle. Every time he passes that place, he's supposed to make the bracha of she'asa li nes b'makom hazeh. And the Mishnah Berurah clarifies, again, just for the sake of clarity. These are two separate halachos. They're two separate brachos. They're eerily similar, but v'loy roi zekaroi ze, v'loy roi zekaroi ze. Hatzad HaShavah Shabbat is a person that had a miracle. He gives shvach v'tehilah la Kaddish Baruch Hu. But they're different. One is Berachas HaGoyimel. That's a one-time bracha you make. It's a one-time bracha. You do it with a minyan, you got a shul, you got a hagba, and you say, that's a one-time miracle that the Shulchan Aruch says in the first day, any person that has a miracle that takes place, then he should make this bracha. One-time bracha. There's another bracha. If you go to the place, you relive the miracle on some level, you see your haraya. What's the name of the parak? Haraya. Your haraya makon, shenasu ines. And if you're the individual that happened, so then the halacha is that you're supposed to make a separate bracha. That's a different bracha. One is birchas hagoyim, the other one is the bracha that's chal on the makom. And if you go through the Shulchan Aruch of Reishut Ches that talks about the bracha you make on the makom verse or where you're roya the makom versus the birchas hagoyim, you see the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit different. But I want to just speak out two ha'aris as it relates to the halachas of the bracha of she'asal ines and the bracha of birchas hagoyim. The Mechaber in Simen Reish Yud Ches, Ziv Katan Tes, says as follows. Yesh Oyrim. He's referring to which bracha? Reish Yud Ches. That's the bracha of Haraya. So you saw the place where a personal miracle happened to you, you make a bracha. Yesh Oyrim. She'ini Mevarich Al Nes. Ela B'neshu Yoytza Mimina Ga'olam. Some say that the only time you make this bracha is if it was a miracle. Shaloi Kederich HaTeva. V'toldasa. K'goyin Shabo Ganovim B'layla U'boli De Sakono V'nitzol K'yoytza. But let's say it was a miracle that Mina Ga'olam V'toldasa. It's not Shaloi Kederich HaTeva. It's Kederich HaTeva. So the Dalach is Eni Chaya L'varich. Then you don't make the bracha. V'yesh Choylek. Some argue V'toyv But the Mechaber brings a Yeshayim that says that the only time you make the bracha of Haraya is if the miracle was Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, like the miracles that were mentioned in the Gemara. What was the Gemara's example? Every miracle that we saw in the Daf was all a miracle Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. But if somebody had a miracle, he had a Yeshua, but nothing out of the ordinary happened. The sea didn't split. It wasn't something on the level of Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. So there you don't make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is only true with regards to the bracha of Haraya. Haraya Makim Shanasa Loines. What about Birchas HaGoyim? Birchas HaGoyim you would make even if it was a miracle, but as it relates to the bracha of Haraya, that's what we're going to talk about now. So the halacha is, Mishabruh, the Shulchan Aruch means 2 days, Yesh Oimrim, that you only do it if it happened, Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. The makar to that Yesh Oimrim, says the Ber HaGoyla, is Rabbeinu David Avudram. It's an Avudram. And the Avudram is in Shar Hashmini, it's in Hilchas Brachas, it's Perek Lamed Zayin, it's Ois Gimel. Kasav Rab Asher Milunil. Hadam Avarchim Bein Anisa the Rab and Bein Anisa the Yachid, Davka Beneshu Yoitzi Mimino Ga'olam. Oy Miderech HaToiledes. Kigoyin Ma'avrisayah, Ma'avrisayah Yardim Adoyim Lehem, Kigoyin Brei de Ravina, Mar Brei de Ravina, Desrachish Leiniso, all the cases of the Gemara. But if it was Bederech HaTev, you don't make the Bracha. Says the Avudram, if that's the case, I have a Kasha. Says, you know what my kasha is? V'im toimar, v'harei Purim, shahoya nes k'minaga oilam. Purim was a nes that was kederech hateva. So if it was kederech hateva, u'mevarchen, you make the bracha, sha'asa nisim la v'yseinu, b'amokim ma'im ez ma'nazah. So you make the bracha, sha'asa nisim. So why do you make, you say ala nisim? What are you making the bracha, sha'asa nisim? L'chayr, I thought you're not mevarich on a miracle, says the Avudram, if it's a miracle, b'derech hateva. L'chayr, Purim was a miracle, b'derech hateva. Why are you making the bracha? Says the Avudram, tu terus, ma'amish in yonadi. So he says two terutzes. There were two things that. So you always hear about Purim. It was all b'derech hateva. Says the Avudram. But if you think about the story, there were two things that happened shaloi k'derech hateva. So what was two things that happened shaloi k'derech hateva? Aleph says the Avudram. Shebatal k'sav hamelech v'u hefech das paros amadai. Achashverosh said that once you put out a das, there's no way to undo it. It was undone. That was a miracle. Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, says the Avudram. It was Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. V'asheni, Shahara Karev L'Shmoinim Elef Me'umasai. This king killed close to 80,000 people of his own nation. Bavur Ahavas Isha Achas. That's also a miracle. Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. The Ein Zen Minuga Oyla V'Tivai. That's what he says. Al-Kobarim, he says, you want to know why he says Sha'asa Nisim L'Aviseinu on Purim? He says, Al Nisim on Purim? Why are you doing that on Purim? He says, it was Kederech HaTeva. The Avudram is the Mora de Shmaitz who says this Chiddush, the Yesh Shoyman that's brought down in Reish Yud Ches of Katan Tes, they don't say the Bracha on a Nesh Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. He says, that has to be the reason. I was thinking, maybe, Tishtel Tzu, the Vilna Gaon. The Gron is Pirush on Esther, says, he compares and contrasts the miracle of Purim and the miracle of Chanukah. So the miracle of Chanukah was a nes, shaloi kederech hateva. The miracle of Purim was just k'derech hateva. It was unbelievable hashkacha protest. But it was a miracle b'derech hateva. At first glance, you would think for sure which miracle was greater, the miracle of Chanukah. But says the Vilna Gaon that it's not true. Really, the Ness of Purim was a greater Ness. Says the Vilna Gaon, why? V'hainu, because the miracle of Chanukah happened when the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. Happened during Bayis Sheni. The miracle of Purim happened when the Yidden were living in Paras Umadash, Shushan Abiro. V'hainu, the Nesh of Eretz Yisrael in Kol Kach Chiddush, says the Vilna Gaon. A miracle that happens in Eretz Yisrael is not such a Chiddush. V'lo kach Chanukah inoy Nes Kol Kach. K'moy Purim, av shahoy Nes Godol Ma'oid. L'fi shahoy bezman HaMikdash. So he says, you want to know which is a bigger miracle? Purim was a bigger miracle. What do you mean? It wasn't. It was. You know why? Because even though all it was hashkacha protest, but there's an element here that really made no sense out of the Gaon. Because such impeccable hashkacha protest in Chutz Laaretz, you don't find that. In Eretz Yisrael, yeah, in the Beis Hamikdash, doing Nisim. Oh, but in Chutz Laaretz, that was the Chiddush of, he said, the Nes of Chanukah in a Chiddush Kol Kach. The Nes of Purim is a much bigger Chiddush. Maybe that's where the Shalaika Derech HaTeva is. This type of level, not in the echos of the miracle itself, but in the setting, in the time, in the context, for a miracle like that to happen, and as man of Anoichi Aster Haster Panim, Esem and Atoyim Inayim Shenemar, Vanoichi Aster Haster Panim Yemahu, for a miracle like that to happen in a time of Choshech, that's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. It says, it's a Loshon Agro, it's a Chiddush. Oh, if it's a Chiddush, then maybe that's the point, and that's why you can make the bracha. Maybe that's a teretz to the Avu drums. Maybe that's a teretz to the Avu drums, Kasha. But I'm going to tell you something epic. That is, Rmei Simcha in Meshech Chochma brings the Avu drum, and he asks a kasha on the Avu drum. He asks a kasha on the Avu drum from a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah is in Parashas Vayechi. It's discussing Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is on his way back from burying his father, Yaakov, after he buried Yaakov's father, Yitzchak. And he's on his way back, and he stops by a pit. Stops by a pit. Say Chazal, it's a Medrash. Why did he stop by this pit? Rav Tanchuma said, "Huloy neschaven elu l'shem shemayim." You want to know why he stopped at a pit? He did it l'shem shemayim. What was l'shem shemayim? Says the Yafei Torah, the Matnes Kahuna. If you look at the Mefarshim over here on the Medrash Rabbah, that the l'shem shemayim was he stopped to make a bracha. He made the bracha she'osol ines b'makom hazeh. Because Yosef HaTzadik was once thrown into a pit, and because Yosef HaTzadik was once thrown into a pit, he passed. He was a roya machim shenasol ines for himself as a yochid, and he was chayv a bracha. So you know which bracha he made? He made the bracha shenasol ines b'machim hazeh. That's the bracha that he was doing. Says Ramei Simcha, I don't understand how it stems with the Avu drum. The story of Yosef is an unbelievable story. Just like the story of Purim is an unbelievable story. But the Avu drum said that really on the story of Purim, it doesn't pass to say Ala Nisim. It doesn't pass to say Sha'aso Nisim. Why? Because nothing really happened out of the ordinary. So much so that Avu drum had to be matchik to try to find some trace of Shalom Kederech HaTeva to make sense of why you're making the bracha. So Frank Ramey Simcha Meshech Chachma, it's in Parashas Vayeshev. He says, I don't understand that why is Yosef HaTzadik making the bracha, l'chor according to Avu drum? What exactly is taking place over here that Shalom Kederech HaTeva? Says the Ramey Simcha, you have to say the pshat like this. There was something. There was something that was Shalom Kederech HaTeva. Because I'll say that when Yosef was thrown into the pit, v'abo reik ein boi mayim. Say Chazal, mayim ein boi. There were nechashim v'akrovim. Oh, if there was nechashim v'akrovim, that means that it was shalei kederech hateva, because the nechashim v'akrovim should have harmed him. The fact that they didn't harm him, that was the nekuda that was shalei kederech hateva, and that's why he was able to make the miracle. Says Ramei Simcha, who said that? V'aborek ein by mayim. Mayim ein by, av nechashim v'akrovim yeshba. It's a gemara in Perek by Memadlikim. It's coming up right around in a few weeks. Sech de Shabbos, davchov beiz amir aleph. Zok de gemara amir av kahano, torush rab nosam amin yuni mishmeid rab tanchum. May de chsiv abor reik ein by mayim. Mi mashma shenema vabor reik einu yedeh she ein by mayim. Ela ma, tamo loim rein by mayim. Mayim ein by, av nechashim v'akrovim yeshba. You know who said it? Rav Tanchum said it. You know who said in the Medrash that Yosef HaTzadik stopped by the pit? And he was mechavim l'shem shemayim, and he said the bracha she'asol ines b'makom hazeh. Rav Tanchuma said it. Says Rav Meir Simcha, it's yodua that Rav Tanchum and Talmud Bavli is Rav Tanchum and Talmud Yerushalmi and a Medrash Rab. It's the same person. So Rav Meir Simcha, how did Rav Tanchum know v'aboy reik ein boy mayim ein boy avon l'choshem akravim yesh boy? It was Rav Tanchum l'shitosai, because he knew that Yosef HaTzadik made the bracha. So tam ga'arta avodrom's kasha. It bothered him, avodrom's kasha. What's going on over here? Must be, you know,
what the teretz is. Teretz is there must have been a miracle shalaika derech hateva. But what happened shalaika derech? It's a great story, but what happened shalaika derech hateva? Unbelievable hashkacha pratis, impeccable. But where's the shalaika derech hateva? Oh, vaborei came by Mayim. Mayim ain't boy. Aval nechoshim vakrovim yesh boy. It's Rav Tanchum l'shitasa.